Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
We spent the last 5 days bringing families together. Today, let's go ahead and break one right apart with War of the Roses.
Sounds like a great idea.
Hey, Samantha. Okay, what's going on with you and your husband? You think he might be messing around? What's going on?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, so I heard Cassie and Tommy, they're my neighbors, talking about their new RV or whatever. And then my husband and I, we have an RV, and we recently discovered that our neighbors down the street have an RV. So they've been asking us to go to camping sites or whatever. And we said, okay, we got a buddy site, and we went ahead and, you know, parked our RV side by side last weekend. Let's just say that the first night we discovered how thin the walls are.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could hear everything. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is that it was like multiple voices involved.
So it was his voice, her voice, and then another voice.
Like two other voices?
Oh, my. Okay. Hey. All right.
If the RVs are rocking,
don't come a knocking.
Thank you for finishing that. Yeah. I got you.
We didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You've never heard that before?
Of course
we did.
and just to clarify, I think Samantha's a little nervous. She said Cassie and I were her neighbors. We're not her neighbors. She heard us talking about our RVs on the show.
Oh, okay.
Her neighbors are two totally different people. Cassie and I were not in the RV next door.
Is this the one where we find out y'all are swingers?
I just wanted to point that out.
It's me, Tommy, and Renee.
She just heard us talking about our RVs and thought this would be a good story
for
us.
All right, so
the RV. I meant to clarify that I'm still in shock from what happened.
All right, so the RVs are next to each other. You hear noises coming out of the other RV, and it's clearly two couples in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So then the next morning, you know, we cooked breakfast around the campsite, and my husband said to, you know, the other husband or whatever, he was like, you know, sounds like you guys had fun last night. And they weren't, and I'm so, my husband does that all the time. He's so embarrassing. But then my neighbors weren't even embarrassed. They were just like, yeah, there's a whole swinger RV underworld that we just found out about.
What?
Oh, wow.
I am Googling swinger RV.
Tell us more.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's why you got an RV.
I've only been camping twice, and we didn't have neighbors either time, thank God. So I have not, and I've walked around the campgrounds, but I have not seen any.
So there's like a swinging subculture in RV parks?
I've read about it online, but I've not yet to witness it.
Oh,
nor
yet.
Do I want to.
Mm-hmm. So apparently you can search the Pineapple Express RV group.
Hey.
Oh, choo-choo.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense. That's ironic. You'll see.
Pineapples in a garden.
Yep.
Yes, no. That's what that means.
Okay.
The pineapple garden flag. Yeah. You see that? Just.
So where's your husband come in on this whole thing? And why are you curious about your husband? And why are we doing a War of the Roses?
Okay. So later that day, our neighbors, they seem to be laying around, whatever, laying down in the ground or whatever, chilling. And they asked us if we'd be interested in joining, and I'm using air quotes, the club.
Okay. I'd be insulted if they didn't.
Oh my God.
At least make the offer.
Yeah, thanks. That's fair.
I am so sorry, but I have found a gold mine over here. So there is a website. I found the Pineapple Exchange RV group on the internet, and it says where the open road meets open mines.
Okay. And the open, that's the slogan.
Other stuff.
There's a lot of open stuff.
I see a new Kristen Dark Side coming up.
The Dark Sides of the Pineapple Express. Yep, something. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, so go ahead.
No. So good. Because I'm in no way interested. Like, I'm like, if that's their thing, you do your thing, that's fine, whatever, you do you. But my husband, on the other hand, he seemed way too receptive to the idea. Oh. And, yeah. So he's just like, he seemed a little bit more chummy with the neighbor's wife. And the rest of the trip, he just paid more attention to her than he did to me.
Okay, so you wanted us to send a fake bouquet of pineapples and see who he was going to send them to.
This time we did edible arrangements. Okay. Stop.
Yeah, we did.
No, we did.
Did we really?
We did.
No, okay. No!
If you didn't think I wasn't going to try to set this guy up, that's exactly what we did.
That's hilarious. All right,
so you wanted us to test if we gave him this free gift, if he was going to turn around and send them to you or get flirty with the RV neighbor. Is that right?
Yeah, because they want to go camping again this weekend. I've made it very clear. I'm not interested. I have no desire. But he's into it. So.
Okay. All right. So give us a couple of minutes. I think you guys know now Bert's Big Adventure is officially over. So when we come back, we will find out if he sent the edible arrangement to you or your RV neighbor. Next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
So Samantha wanted us to test her man here. She's got herself an RV, parks it in an RV park, and the RV next to them, they didn't know when they pulled in, but they're swingers, right? So yeah. The husband heard about it the other day, heard things going on in there, and he'd been getting a little bit flirty.
So yeah, these are neighbors of theirs, and they, when they found out they both had RVs, they like, let's go parking together. And they learned a lot about their neighbors thanks to this parking next to each other at RV park.
So we tested him to see his loyalty, and we'll get to that in a second. But Kristen is too tickled about this RV swinging website.
Yes. So apparently there is an RV swinging community. I mean, one would assume, but this is also, obviously news to us.
You can get out of there fast, man. Things go sideways.
But I discovered the Pineapple Exchange RV group. Mm-hmm. And this is specific. So they have nudist parks, nudist beaches, hedonism trips, and then there's perv parties. Oh. So I went to the perv parties page.
Yes, you did.
And this is the summary for the Pineapple Exchange RV group. Where the open road meets open minds, rolling homes, and roaming desires. Welcome to the Pineapple Exchange RV group, where the highways are long, the adventures are wild, and the neighbors might just invite you over for more than just a campfire chat.
Hey, come on now. Come on.
What we're all about? Swinging and slinging. Hitches, that is. Whether you're a full-time RVer or just dabbling in the mobile lifestyle, we connect RV enthusiasts with the best lifestyle-friendly parks, resorts, and events across North America.
Whoever wrote this, I feel, is the same kind of guy that does those finger pistols all the time. Looks at himself in the mirror and just gives himself a little...
The ultimate travel club. Find hidden gems, epic destinations, and the most... quote unquote welcoming campgrounds, wink wink, where the Wi-Fi may be weak, but the connections are strong.
Yeah. Waka waka.
Community and camaraderie, a place to share road trip tales, travel tips, and maybe swap more than just travel stories.
Oh, boy.
So hitch up, gas up, and get ready for a journey filled with adventure, laughter, and just the right amount of mischief. Let's turn the open road into one big playground. Join the fun today, because life's too short for boring RV parks.
Honk, honk, beep, beep.
That's hilarious.
All right, Samantha. Okay, so you're...
Now let's see if your husband's cheating on you. Sorry. Back to the real work.
Okay, Samantha. So you wanted us to test his loyalty. Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Yep. We sent a promotional email to the email address that Samantha gave us for her husband. Now, like we said before the break, we did not offer a free bouquet of flowers like we normally do for War of the Roses. Instead, we opted for a delicious fruit arrangement.
Edible arrangements.
There you go.
They probably don't want us using their company
name. That's why I didn't say that. Samantha's husband was able to choose from several options with pictures, the first being Fruity Orchard. Sweet California sunshine with this hand-woven sturdy wicker basket filled with Bier Bosque, I have no idea what that is, Red Sensation and Imperial Comus pears, plus Fuji and Granny apples, Granny Smith apples, navel oranges, kiwi, and more, arrives orchard fresh, ripe and ready to eat, and tied with a tasteful gift ribbon. This tasteful gift is always appreciated as it's easy to serve and share. Number two, Outre Corral of Dry Fruit. Featuring an assortment of the finest fruits, this dried fruit arrangement is a delightful addition to any table. The assorted dried fruits in this fruit gift include red plums, pears, yellow peaches, and apples, as well as dried kiwi for a unique touch. The fruit is tastefully presented in a reasonable heart-shaped wooden tray.
That's a lot of fruit.
Number three, now, a couple of these I was kind of pushing towards him, hoping he would click on one of them. Number three, fruit cocktail. A fruity mix of wild strawberries and chocolate ganache for dipping, along with a bottle of strawberry wine to set the mood. And number four, Pineapple Express. Love at first bite. Our mouthwatering arrangement is filled with a mix of dipped and sprinkled pineapple hearts, plus melon, strawberries, and more for an anytime treat that delivers on the sweet. Mm-hmm. Samantha, your husband chose, big surprise, Pineapple Express.
Choo-choo!
He said delivery.
We are the finger guns guy.
You are.
Beep, beep, choo-choo.
He said delivery for today, and the delivery is set for a home address. The free fruit arrangement is going to your neighbor's home address.
No. Shocked.
There
He's
is good
so
news. Your husband did not send the arrangement to just the wife. He sent them to both the wife and the husband.
Is that
That's good news? In what world?
Well, it's not just to the wife. You know, he's not just hitting on her. With an included note that says, looking forward to this weekend. I'm working on her. I think I can talk her into it.
No. All right,
Simon. No.
So you're not into it?
Is that what you're picking up?
That's what gave me that idea. Yeah. There's a chance.
Well, not to get
the
not to get
to put my name on it.
Yeah.
What?
And I also don't like that they're having these conversations behind your back.
Yeah.
Right? That they're clearly trying to almost recruit you for this whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's a couple of big-time offenses here,
well,
for sure.
Well, one can be a recruit, another can be convinced. I mean, I'm sure the way he's looking at it, he's not looking at it like he's trying to recruit her. He's looking at it like, I'm trying to convince my wife to do something, you know, not so spontaneous because you're planning it, but, you know, something out of the box that can maybe spice up our marriage.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be talking to the neighbors about it, like all three of them sort of discussing it without her involvement at all. He should be going to her about it.
Now he is eventually going to go to her about it. He's coming to you because he said in the note he's going to work on you and try to convince you.
Really makes me wonder what that conversation was like with him and them now that he's not told his wife about it.
Well, the good news is you don't have to change the locks on the RV. You can just take the RV. He's got nowhere to go.
He's working on something, all right? Not me. He's working his way out the house.
Hey!
Yeah, so what to do about this? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm absolutely going to confront him. Like, you had the audacity not only to have these conversations behind my back. But then you say you're going to work on me as if that's even possible?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. That's nasty work.
That's not fun. Well, at least you got the info now. Mm-hmm. And if you want to shut this thing down, you know, you don't even have to tell him we did this. Just make it clear to him, like, this is never, ever going to happen. And this is something I'm not comfortable with. And if he's even, I am not kidding about, like, picking up the RV and taking off because... that's easy. You know, if you're like messing around, if you're attracted to a neighbor in a traditional neighborhood, you can't move your house. In a case like this, you can get rid of the temptation pretty quick by moving.
That's, well, here's what I'm thinking, Samantha. Would you like to play, I'm not saying play dirty, but if we want to get petty, he's going behind your back. He's talking to the neighbors about convincing you to joining the swinging lifestyle. If I were you, put the RV on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist and sell the thing before he like and sell it underneath of him. Okay. If he's going behind your back and trying to convince you to do something he already knows you don't want to do, well then why don't you go behind his back and sell the RV?
That is
I like
crazy.
How that sounds.
See, Ole.
Yeah. Or you can just have a conversation with him.
Like old school.
Do you want, or why stop at the RV? Why not just sell your marriage? End it. Divorce is pretty cheap. No.
Do you want good radio or not?
I'm not really sure. So let me ask you a question here then. Because is this your only home or is your RV here? Is this just
recreational?
Recreational, yeah.
Yeah, it's just recreational. Okay. So, I mean, selling it, that's sounding better and better like a plan to me. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a conversation, I'm just going to sell the RV. So there's that.
Okay. So it's possible.
All right.
Okay. Well, there you go, Christine. You made it worse.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Listen, I did a lot of good this past weekend. I need to do something evil.
Okay. The balance of life. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
I need to tap into my dark side.
Samantha, people are going to want an update at some point. So when you decide you're going to do whatever it is you're going to do, will you hit us back?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Hey, I said it earlier. I'll say it again right now. If you need a smile this morning, look, it's a Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday morning.
It's easy to forget what day it is considering what we've been doing this past weekend.
I definitely told somebody happy Monday this morning. Down bad.
If you need a smile this morning for whatever reason, I am assuring you, if you go to burtsbigadventure.org or you go to Burt's Big Adventure, anything on social media, and you see these kids that you have spent money on for Burt's Big Adventure, it will bring a smile to your face that I can promise you. Check out all the pictures of the trip that you guys paid for. Burt's Big Adventure at burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Mikey, let's just go ahead and avoid therapists. What is hangout etiquette or is this therapy?
This is hangout etiquette.
Etiquette, okay.
I think people need a refresher on what the etiquette is when you hang out with friends.
Okay.
Because I believe my friends are in the wrong here.
You are coming in hot and salty.
Yeah, I'm salted up. I'm a pretzel, baby. This past week, me, Jackson, Rebecca, and Amber all went to the ATL United block party.
Uh-huh.
Good time. Went to a brewery before, went to the block party, and then went to this one bar. I don't remember what it was called, but packed in there. Just a packed place. We finally found a table. And I had two friends on the way. One of the friends was bringing their girlfriend. That's all we had on the way. We were eating there, or no, we just had a couple of drinks there and we were about to move on to the next location. So I said, all right, I told my friends to meet me here. So the second that they get here, we will walk out that back door and go down the street. They get there. This is where the etiquette comes in. They entered our world. This was not their way. This is not their hangout. This is our hangout. Mm-hmm. They're entering this world and they think they can just start calling the shots.
You guys had a plan. This was your hang, and you were going to the next joint, and they showed up. But what did they want
to
do?
Oh, they wanted to order Philly cheesesteaks and get a new table. And they wanted to have a grand old time at the bar that we're all sick of. You no longer get to call the shots. Get this. This part, this is the most infuriating. The girlfriend invited some other girl and her husband. This is our hangout. You can't invite someone's husband to our hangout. I don't want to hang out with someone's husband.
So it has to be the original members that were invited with no plus ones.
Well, run it by me, please. And like, I told you the plan. I said, whenever you get here, we're going to the next bar. They just went ahead and switched it up on us. So now I'll tell you the repercussions of their faults. Uh-huh. Can I?
Yes.
Is that Jackson and Rebecca, they were like, we're still going to the next bar. So now I'm screwed.
Oh, yeah. You're the middleman.
Because you're the tie. You're the tie of the two
ties. Uh-huh. Yeah. But keep in mind, I had to be loyal. You got to go back to your loyalty. The friends that arrived, that's my group A friends. Jackson and Rebecca are my group B friends.
Wow. You're going to say group D friends.
Oh, we're keeping it real today. All right.
We're being serious here. Yeah. I'm your group B friend. You're my group B friend.
No, I would have said you were A.
That's okay.
Group C now.
That's a lie. But no, so I lost my B's, even though I had an entire day planned with Jackson. We had a great plan going, and it all just got shattered.
Now, if it wasn't loyalty, all right, for your A group, would you have rather hung with Jackson and Rebecca?
Yes. Okay. And in this moment, because now I got to hang out with a husband and a girlfriend.
The husband really is getting you.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with the husband.
But you could have. Like, could have left with Rebecca and Jackson. You're a man of free will.
I think I'm a man of strict loyalty, and I got good morals, and there's hangout etiquette, and I know where my place is, and I follow etiquette.
I get the loyalty in that. That's your group A friends, but wasn't there loyalty with Jackson as well because you were with them first?
Yes. They, however, did have the opportunity to stay there, but that has nothing to do with etiquette. That is just personal preference.
Yeah.
And they preferred to move on. They moved on from me, and that was upsetting, but it's what it was.
I'm curious, when Jackson and Rebecca left and you are now with your group A friends plus intruders, including a husband, did you have a good time?
I did, but I don't know.
Despite the husband.
They are my friends.
Listen, I'm going to have a good time no matter what I'm doing. I just felt bad. Like, they were about to go bowling. I don't even know what they ended up doing. They looked like they were about to have a lot of fun. I just kept on sitting in the same chair. I was tired of my chair as well.
I think Jackson came in here this morning, and he wanted to tell us about the most exciting and amazing day he's ever had in his life.
Yeah, it's definitely top three, I think.
I mean, I think the first maybe etiquette faux pas that occurred was that I didn't know that other people were showing up to this hangout in the first place.
So you were the first offender by inviting friends to your...
I disagree. I believe I clued him in because I would not break etiquette like that.
You clued me in when we were all already hanging out.
Ooh.
And so that was a little bit unexpected that there were people coming. And so when we were at this other place, he was like, my friends are about to be here, but we're going to go to the next place. I had already flagged down their server to grab checks, and we were like getting ready to go, which is why as soon as they showed up, we left, and we were like, all right, we'll meet you at the next place once they round everyone up. And then they just never showed up to the next place.
I might have done the bad
you
end.
Yeah,
it was you, man.
I might have done it.
No.
Yep.
Oh, no.
For a second there, I thought you were losing your grip on your B-friend status, but it appears as though it's Mikey is at fault.
I think I'm at fault here. I can't believe it.
You are 100% at fault.
Well, that's never happened.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Now we're finally getting into this Alec Baldwin story where he told a troll, a guy who was getting all up in his face in person, that he was going to snap his neck after he got pushed too far in public. So Alec Baldwin is outside like an apartment complex or something. He's loading some luggage into his car. And this guy who's dressed up as Donald Trump, he's a Donald Trump impersonator named Jason Scoop. He gets all up in his face and starts calling him out for the murder or the manslaughter charges that he was facing after that film he was working on called Rust. Remember this? He was holding a gun and the gun discharged and it ended up killing the cinematographer on this film. And it was this huge case. It eventually got dropped. So he had charges against him, but now he's walking free. But obviously, it's still a very sore subject. And he really had a visceral reaction when Jason Scoop approached him.
Alec, it's your favorite president. Look, Alec, I will offer you a total pardon because I want to be friends, right? I want to be friends. I will give you a total pardon for murdering that woman if you kiss the ring. Kiss the ring, Alec. Kiss the big, beautiful ring. Come on, Alec. Come on. Look at Alec Baldwin, right? He did that impersonation of me. It was not too hot, not too good. But look, we're back in office. You lost. Kamala lost. She's somewhere getting intoxicated. Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree. You can call it whatever you want, but it was not good. She's looking down on me right now, smiling, happy. Thank you for confronting the man who took me out, who killed me. And that's
now,
okay.
Now, let me ask a question.
Sure.
No, you realize, but
whoa.
No, look at me. I want you
yeah,
to look at me.
Sure,
eye.
Sure.
You got a camera on me here?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
But you realize my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Just be real careful.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your f***ing head and break your f***ing right so you know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, class act. Believe me. Believe me.
I want you to get out of here.
Okay.
No, I want you to get out of here.
Oh, he's yelling at me. I'm a citizen of this guy. I was born and raised in New York City. I love you, Alec.
Come here, I'll take
Alec, look, like, you don't want to, you don't want to attack your favorite president, Alec. Look, I love you. I love you, Alec. He's got more than De Niro, that I can tell you. De Niro ran away. Alec confronted. That's good. He's strong, but also he's weak because he murdered a woman. So that's okay, right?
I just asked that guy. Not Alec Baldwin, that guy. I mean, imagine, first of all, he took it way too far. Okay, if you want to be Trump because Baldwin has done the Trump impression, fine. But then you got to bring up the whole murder thing. He specifically woke up in the morning in order to try to get Alec Baldwin to hit him and press the hottest button. I mean, that he accidentally murdered a person, right? So to bring that up, it's just a detestable piece of audio.
Well, not even that as far as like, you know, trying to get under Alec's skin, but I'm listening to that thinking like, what if you're Helena Hutchinson's husband?
It's not a joke, man.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And like, so in talking about her looking, that's where it crossed the line for me. It's like,
this is how you're going to get your clicks.
This is
your life.
I hate troll culture. I've never been a fan of it. I despise it. I don't understand it. I mean, I get it. They do it for the clicks, but I think his reaction in this was actually warranted, and it's good that he didn't go further because that's clearly what the guy wanted.
I was actually shocked at how calm he sounded. I mean, obviously, like the words were pretty aggressive. I mean, like snapping someone's neck is a big deal, but he was so like even keeled in terms of his tone. I'm like, if someone's coming up to me in public and pressing the hottest button, I know he knows what's happening and maybe that's why he was able to kind of stay as calm as he did. But like, what happened to decorum? Like people have gotten way too comfortable nowadays by knowing they'll get attention on the internet. It's beyond ridiculous. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, it's Teddy Slims. How you doing today, Teddy Swims?
I'm great, man. I'm in Zurich right now, man. So it's about 3 p.m. over here.
Okay, so we're getting you right in the middle of your day. You're awake and we're not.
But hey, thank y'all for doing this then.
Yeah, of course, man. We always like to see these Georgia guys do really, really well. My question for you, though, is when you meet new people, do you tell them that you're from Conyers or you tell them that you are from Atlanta?
I always say I'm from Conyers, but I'll always say like I'm about 30 minutes east of Atlanta or something like that to, you know, kind of, yeah, I mean, like let them know that, you know, but I always like to claim Rockdale County, man. You know, there's, I grew up in Atlanta and, you know, always went up to Atlanta, but I'm just, you know, I've always got to be Rockdale County, man. Conyers, Georgia is where I'm from. So I got to put that on no matter what.
Okay.
Teddy, we're definitely going to talk about the tour that you're on because you're going to be coming to Atlanta here August 12th and 13th at Chastain Amphitheater, which is an amazing venue to see a concert. Can't wait. And of course, the new album. But I wanted to take a little trip down memory lane, if that's okay with you, because you have roots here, obviously, as we just established. So, you know, a lot has changed, I think you can attest to, in the last, you know, 5 to 6 years. So when you listen to what I'm about to play, I want you to tell us, like, what feelings it evokes, because this is your first band, Wild Heart, and this is Seeing It Through. So like hearing that, knowing where it started and where you are, like, where does that take you back to?
Man, you know, I love those guys so much too. And I mean, Addy, you know, that played guitar in that band is still, you know, on stage with me right now. And I was in that band at the time, and this band called Airs too, which is like a metalcore kind of band. And my band Elephants, who, you know, a lot of those guys still play with me now as Teddy Swims. And so it takes me to a place in my life where I was hungry. I mean, I'm still hungry for this, but, you know, it reminds me of a time where I was really struggling in life to make it through. I mean, at the time I was living, when I was in that band, I was living in a house in Conyers. I mean, it was just me, a mattress on my floor, and a upright piano sitting in my living room. And that was all I had, my name, no lights, no water, and was trying to wait tables here and there to make it, and was, you know, in 3 different bands trying to go for it. And I think that it just reminds me of this time that is, I want to say really tough, but it was a really beautiful time in my life, because I felt like when I started working with those guys, a lot of those guys who came out of one of my favorite bands ever, Woe Is Me, when we started this band Wild Heart together, it was like my first time I felt like music was working and starting to be on its path to being like professionally, like all I had to do. But it takes me, I guess, to a really hard place, but a really like joyous place as well, if that makes sense, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, watching the video, because like, so the music videos, it's so funny, obviously, I think too, looking back at your old music videos and how they progressed to now, but you guys look like you were having a great time on the lake. I need to know what lake in Georgia you guys were partying
at. I believe we were at Oconee then.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
I believe that's Oconee.
Yeah, because I'm like, I think I took my kid to that beach where they're partying.
All right, in a second, we're going to talk about I've Tried Everything But Therapy. As I'm looking at you, though, my man, so I have a couple of different tattoos, and you've got tats all over the place on your neck, your face. What is the Which tattoo hurt the most? Would you not recommend a body part to get tattooed?
Dude, my back hurts so bad, dude. I still haven't finished it, and it's been like 5 years. And I'm like, I need to get back over there and finish it. But I gave it to such a stupid idea. So I we saw this meme. I was hammered one day, and we saw this meme of you ever seen the meme of Jesus crossing up the devil playing basketball? So I have my entire back given to this piece, and it was a funny joke. But then after 8 hours of pain and still not finishing it, it's just frankly not that damn funny.
So the one on the back is hurts more than the ones on the face?
Oh God, it's miserable at the back.
Teddy, what's up, brother? I'm a fan of your music, man, and I feel like you got a real unique sound that kind of blends soul, R&B, rock, and pop, and there's always conversation about what genre best fits you. And I'm just wondering, like, how would you define your sound?
I always say, you know, if you want to make love or cry, I'm your guy. You know, that's kind of my thing. I think there's soul in music that exists, and I mean what I say. And so, no matter what avenue that is to really get that emotion out, that's what I'm chasing. You know, and I'm never like ever worried about maybe this is too this or this is too this. If it feels like natural and authentic, then you know we're going down that route. And you know, I'm just a fan of the vocals. You know, and in general, I grew up on such good tunes and loving this instrument. And I just kind of drives me crazy when somebody knows how to do something with their voice that I don't. And so I'm always trying to dive in and learn more about this craft, and I'm just a student to it.
Sure.
I love music, man.
Yeah, so Teddy Swims on tour now. He'll be in Atlanta, the Chastain Amphitheater, August 12th and 13th. You better believe we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about the album, and is there one song in particular off the album that really speaks to you personally? I mean, I'm sure all the songs you're connected to, but I mean, there's always that one that's like your baby.
Yeah, they all really touched me. I mean, in so many ways, and I think with the part two, it was a good thing, because from part one, I was in a really like heartbroken, you know, bad place, and I think doing part two was important because I fall back in love. I'm getting ready to have a kid. I've tried therapy. I've done a lot of healing, and so I think part two was kind of this showing my journey of this healing that I'm on, you know. And I think one of the songs that really, I guess, touches me would be, I love this song called Northern Lights. Currently, it's that song is like, kind of, you know, when a situation ends with someone, it's good to look back on the things rather than the negativity parts of it, to look on it and say that I'm glad for that time we had together and that beautiful space we shared together. And that's been one of my parts of my healing journey, is to look back on those things and not think about the bad times and relationships that ended, but also think about the good times and how much it's made me a better person and healed me, you know, and helped me in a lot of ways. And so I think that song says a little bit about closure in that way.
Beautiful. Hey. All right. So for Georgians, you got to go ahead and support our dudes, right? See him at Chastain, and the new album is out. I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2. Teddy Swims, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, I'm requesting now. You got a baby on the way. Let's make this next album a lullaby album.
Yeah. Wait, we're doing June, so when I get to Chastain, it'll be there.
Ah,
2 months old, man.
And stay away from therapy. It's clearly working.
Take care, Teddy.
Yeah, y'all too.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.